Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Dianne Feinstein is a pretty outspoken person. When she disagrees with something, she is often happy to shoot from the hip. And, you know, there's some other Democrats that came out. And Rendell was talking to me yesterday, former DNC head and former Pennsylvania governor. And, you know, he basically was saying, look, he hates negative campaigns in general. What he was saying is, look, the Obama people should be able to cut through the numbers, pin down how many jobs Romney has created or not, and then go into, you know, what he's done in some of these specific companies. But until they really have that full wrap-up, like, he didn't really understand why they were making this attack, but the way they did and how they did, the timing of it. So there's some Democrats who are unhappy about this. Tactically, there are a few Democrats with ties to Wall Street who are unhappy about this because they feel like he, you know, is going after Wall Street.
There's the Hill's Cameron Joseph commenting in a talk radio interview about the large number of Democrats who don't seem to be very happy about President Obama's attacks on Mitt Romney. Presidential race is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the presidential race with host David Serrata talking about the president attacking Mitt Romney while still trying to court donors who run businesses that are just the same as Bain Capital.
President Obama yesterday at a press conference making the point that while he thinks Mitt Romney's time at Bain Capital exuded greed and avarice, he also thinks that the economic system that creates Mitt Romney's, that creates private equity, that allows private equity companies to come in and pull a Gordon Gekko, loot a company's pension, lay off workers, have the executives walk away with millions. President Obama saying that that system is a good system. Here's the clip. I want to play it for you because it's so telling.
Now, I think my view of private equity is that it is set up to maximize profits. And that's a healthy part of the free market. That's part of the role of a lot of business people. That's not unique to private equity. And as I think my representatives have said repeatedly, and I will say today, I think there are folks who do good work in that area, and there are times where they identify the capacity for the economy to create new jobs.
Now, you hear him parsing his words. You can hear the gears turning. How does he appease the donors in the financial world who are underwriting his campaign, but also criticize Mitt Romney for being in the same business? Essentially, he's arguing that Mitt Romney was a particularly bad guy, but some other people, unnamed people in this industry, the private equity industry that's all about taking over companies, destroying them piece by piece and selling them off for a profit while workers get crushed. President Obama saying this is healthy. This is a healthy part of the free market, maximizing profits. And you know what? I disagree that it's healthy in the sense that it's become such a big part of our economy. We have financialized our economy to the point where this kind of business model has become too big a part of our economy. But in a capitalistic system, maximizing profits is what businesses do. I've said that over and over again. That to think that there are good corporations and bad corporations out there, that a corporation does anything out of the goodness of its own heart, is to fundamentally misunderstand the economic system we live in. The economic system we live in is about private actors, corporations, trying to maximize profits. And the government's role is supposed to be to make sure that that profit motive doesn't run roughshod over everything else. But President Obama trying to walk a fine line. Well, Mitt Romney was a bad private equity guy, but there are other people who do good things in private equity. And private equity, as huge a part of our economy as it's become under deregulation, it's all healthy. So there's a hypocrisy here. In my estimation, a fundamental hypocrisy, or if not a hypocrisy, then a fallacy. It's hypocritical to argue that private equity is bad when it's administered by Mitt Romney, but somehow good when it's administered by, for instance, President Obama's buddy, Michael Bennett. There's just a double standard there. Or the fallacy is that Mitt Romney is just a particularly evil private equity guy, and if he would have just been a nicer guy, a less greedy private equity guy, he would be qualified to be president.
Up next, more bad news for the Obama campaign when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
to your best friend. It's me, your hostess with the mostest, and I am cordially inviting you to attend the annual Old Navy $2 tank sale. Join us now through Memorial Day to grab a whole summer's worth of $2 tank tops. And this year, we've even got $4 tees for the whole family. Soon, you'll be inviting me to your parties. It's about time. So say yes to the Old Navy $2 tank sale. Tees are $4, too. They're styles for the whole family. So now you can RSVP to everything.
Now through Memorial Day at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In-store and select styles only valid May 24th through May 28th.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
A wave of new veterans has returned from war. Now they face a new battle here at home. VFW needs you on our side in the fight for jobs for veterans, education for veterans, health care for veterans, and justice for veterans. It's time. Show your support at VFW.org. Please, they need you. Be there right now for veterans. VFW. No one does more for veterans.
The hot hits in talk radio every day, a couple of hours during the week and 3 hours on the weekend, doing issues around the country. Here's host Joe Kelly with political reporter Jamie Dupree about the primaries in Arkansas and Kentucky. Yeah, there are still primaries going on.
Interesting primaries for the president as well.
Yeah, remember, Oklahoma was really the first state to signal a lot of discontent with the president in a primary way back on Super Tuesday, but it's sort of everybody was looking at other things. But yesterday for, again this month, it happened earlier this month. Remember in West Virginia, you had that prison inmate get 42%?
Yeah.
Yesterday in Arkansas, some guy named John Wolf, a Tennessee attorney who was the only other name on the Democratic Party ballot, he got 42% in Arkansas against the president. He actually won 36 out of the 75 counties in Arkansas.
Sorry, a Tennessee attorney on the Arkansas ballot?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to be from somewhere. He could be a Massachusetts attorney.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just sort of saying where he's from.
Sure.
And then in the Bluegrass State, undecided was on the ballot in Kentucky. Undecided won 42% of the vote as well, but also won a majority in 66 of the 120 counties in Kentucky. So does it really mean anything? Well, I think we've established that in border states and some southern states and sort of red states, there's a lot of animus toward the Obama administration on a number of fronts. But this is being shown by Democratic Party voters. And so does it indicate just that these are states that there's no way Obama-Biden are going to win this year? Or does it indicate, too, that there that might leak into some key swing states like Ohio or Pennsylvania or Michigan and cause trouble for the president there? I don't think anybody knows, but certainly it's something you just can't ignore. It was funny, as I was putting the information out on Twitter and Facebook last night, I had a number of people push back against me and again tell me, you're wasting your time. This is ridiculous that you're even focusing on this. And I have to say, no, it's something different. This doesn't happen every week.
It reminds me of when they do polling research and they ask about a specific candidate, say Mitt Romney, against what they describe as a generic candidate.
Yes.
So when you see these generic candidates, like in Arkansas, like in Kentucky, you have to think of those as like the generic candidates. That's the president polling poorly against a generic candidate.
Yeah, and we had some interesting data come out today in maybe one of the biggest swing states, that's Florida. A new poll from Quinnipiac University showing Mitt Romney now ahead in Florida by 6 points. Now, what makes that even more interesting is that Quinnipiac has polled in Florida 3 different times now over the last 7 weeks. At the end of March, it was an Obama 7-point advantage. Then it went to a dead heat, and now it's a half dozen points in Romney's favor. So that is a 13-point swing to Romney's advantage in Florida in just the last 7 weeks. Again, I don't want to get too fixated on polls in May, but look at the trends and where things are going. The polls have trended toward Romney a bit nationally, and a key swing state, Florida, more evidence of that today.
And, of course, Romney picking up those 2 state primaries yesterday.
Yeah, and in fact, he's close enough now in terms of delegates, Joe, that next week in Texas, he may actually be able to win enough delegates to officially lay claim to the GOP nomination. Wouldn't that be ironic? In the home state of Ron Paul.
Talk host Tom Rotan talking to Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky about his father's campaign, which, even though it doesn't seem to be ending, they've stopped spending money on the campaign.
Talk a little bit about your dad last week announcing that he was not going to pursue his campaign fundraising and so forth. What does that mean? And because, you know, in Minnesota, he picked up so many delegates and so forth. Is there still going to be a Ron Paul presence at the convention later this summer?
Well, I certainly hope so. The Ron Paul contingent and his campaign have done just some amazing things. The chairman of the Iowa party now is a Ron Paul supporter. The chairman of the Nevada party is a Ron Paul supporter. They did great in Minnesota. They did great in Missouri. They did great in Maine. In Maine, they elected a 21-year-old girl to be their national committee woman. So, he's gotten all of these young people involved, and a lot of them are new to the party. So I think really the Republican Party ought to be happy that he has continued so long and that he has done so much to bring energy and youth into the party and also a lot of independents.
This Ron Paul revolution that's really, I think, begun before the 2008 campaign and has continued through 2012 here. With him, I guess, stepping aside from politics after this year, do you take up that mantle now?
Well, I think nobody will be able to replace Ron Paul. He has had a unique voice in the legislature up here and in national politics really for several decades now. I think he will continue to speak out. You know, we have similarities, and some people have said that, but I don't think it's my place to sort of say, oh, yeah, I'm taking over some movement. You know, I think I'll continue to do the best I can to work on things that mean restraining government, meaning a constitutional government that is restrained with certain powers, balancing the budget, having a more constitutional or restrained foreign policy. So a lot of those things are things that he's fought for. I won't be exactly the same, and that'll disappoint some of his supporters, and that'll maybe encourage some others who didn't support him. But, you know, each of us are who we are.
We'll pause and then shift our focus to the battle over the budget and borrowing more money here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
At
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like Cintas for fire protection.
Now, Cintas is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. Cintas provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does Cintas compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, Cintas ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in Cintas for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Battle over the budget. Don't you get tired of those words, the battle over the budget, like it was the battle of the bulge or something? Well, we are bulging when it comes to spending, for sure. From CNN, Aaron Burnett talked to former Labor Secretary Robert Reich and former CBO Budget Director Doug Holtz-Eakin about a troubling report from the CBO about what seems to be on the horizon.
Is Congress finally going to wake up because of this? Bob Reich, is, I mean, we've been saying this for months. Everybody's been saying it for months, years. Is this going to do it for Congress?
Aaron, officially, I don't think there's going to be any wake-up. I think that one has to be beyond optimistic to think that in an election year, Congress is going to actually compromise on anything. Now, the hope is that with this warning shot by the CBO, at least behind the scenes, staffers and maybe some moderate Republicans, to the extent that there are any left, and maybe some moderate Democrats, will get together and begin planning some way of avoiding this fiscal cliff.
Doug, do you think this will be a wake-up call? Because I see that statement from Harry Reid and want to throw my hands up in the air, because obviously he wants to get rid of the tax cuts for middle-class Americans and raise them for everybody else. That's his point of view. But it would seem that when the CBO comes out with something like this, the first thing that you want out of your leader isn't to just go out with the line in the sand that you've drawn that hasn't worked so far.
Well, it is disappointing. I think there are really three things to take away from this. The first is it's a very big deal. I cannot remember the last time the Congressional Budget Office predicted a recession. And for them to do so is really quite an extraordinary moment. The second thing is that they said two things. They said, yeah, it'd be a good idea to avoid the fiscal cliff and the recession. But they also said it would be even better to avoid the cliff and take care of our long-term debt problems. And then that leaves us with number three, which is the state of play. And the House has, in fact, passed legislation to substitute the sequester, and they will pass an extension of the Bush tax cuts. And they've passed a budget which takes care of the debt. But on the Democratic side in the Senate, there's zip, zero, nada. And so far, the president's been silent as well. So from where I sit, we really need presidential leadership on this. And the truth is, all hands may get forced, because if investors start looking at seeing their tax rates go from 15% to 44% on dividends, they're not going to wait for January to declare a problem. We're going to start to see it in the economy quickly, and that's bad for all incumbents, House, Senate, and presidents.
Here is a montage of talk radio callers. Let's find out what they have to say and then what you have to say.
You know, only in America could you get convince poor people and middle-class people to become cheerleaders for tax breaks for the wealthy people and for rich people and for wealthy corporations that make billions of dollars, like oil companies who get tax subsidies. It's mind-boggling. We are not job creators, not anymore. Those days are gone. What we are now is, just like everybody else, skeptical about the future, and we're hoarding and saving as much as we can. This whole business of trickle-down is nonsense.
This problem you've got with the government spending too much of taxpayers' money is all because Washington, D.C. is set up for that. My opinion, the first thing you need to do is take Washington, D.C. and move it to Denver, Colorado, and get it out here with amongst the people who are farmers and know what the meaning of a dollar is, and get it away from all these special interest groups. And you people in Washington, D.C., take all the taxpayers' money and spend it like a drunken sailor. And that's the problem. You got those congressmen and senators up there, and they've enriched themselves of the American people. And why wouldn't they? If you send a bunch of people to an area and say, here's money, go out and spend it and go make deals for yourself, well, the budget's just going to keep going on and on and on. They're sitting there passing laws 365 days a year when we're sitting here trying to survive. And you people up there living off our money.
Up next, your calls at 800-510-8255. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air...
It isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't...
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
No stranger to the A-list scene, 30 Rock's Jane Krakowski is channeling her life of the party persona in a new TV series of interactive TV vignettes created by Clear Scalp and Hair Beauty Therapy, a line of premium shampoos and conditioners that starts with scalp nourishment and creates the right foundation for strong, beautiful hair. Krakowski, who appears as a tarot card reader, helps guide the female character to her best night ever inside Club Clear.
The Best Night Ever series shows what it takes to get behind the velvet ropes. And let's face it, if you have strong, beautiful hair, you're going to have the confidence to have your best night ever. With new Clear Scalp and Hair Beauty Therapy, gorgeous hair and your best night ever is in the cards, so to speak.
Visit the Clear Hair Care page on Facebook for the chance to get a free sample to help you get ready for your best night ever, catch the TV vignette series, and watch for more exciting news. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Dear best friend, it's me, your hostess with the mostest, and I am cordially inviting you to attend the annual Old Navy $2 tank sale. Join us now through Memorial Day to grab a whole summer's worth of $2 tank tops. And this year, we've even got $4 tees for the whole family. Soon, you'll be inviting me to your parties. It's about time. So say yes to the Old Navy $2 tank sale. Tees are $4, too. They're styles for the whole family. So now you can RSVP to everything.
Now through Memorial Day at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In-store select styles only valid May 24th.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
The budget situation we find ourselves in is where we are at the moment at the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 800-510-8255. Now the queue has begun, and we will begin with Bruce in Florida on fixing the budget.
It's very simple to take care of the situation. We have a 10% cut in federal spending, and get people back to work, which would increase revenues coming in because people would be paying taxes, Social Security tax, Medicare tax, etc. So, it's not rocket science. If you put people back to work, then you will have more income coming into the government. And they need to, they're always crying about Social Security going broke. They need to reinstate the 2% of the payroll tax deduction from Social Security to put it back where the employee is paying the 6% or 6.2% that the employer is paying. So, then maybe Social Security won't go broke, and maybe they ought to think about raising the 1.2% that you pay for Medicare that's matched by your employer.
Meanwhile, the president says that he is not an overspender. At a fundraiser for his reelection campaign in Denver, the president set out to upend some of the wisdom from the Republicans, so he says that his administration has been defined by excessive government spending. How would you define the Obama administration when it comes to spending? If we are where we are, Bill Clinton's budget was $1.7 trillion, and Obama's is $3.4, twice what Bill Clinton was spending. Of course, Congress has to appropriate the money, so is that wherein he can lay the blame. 800-510-8255, Drew in Tennessee, on tax breaks, etc.
I don't have a problem giving job creators tax cuts as long as they are creating jobs in this country. Key phrase, as long as they are creating jobs in this country. But if they're not creating jobs in this country, I think their tax cuts should be subject to being recalled by Congress. But and as for Social Security going broke, I heard Senator McCain say one time that something about the Highway Trust Fund and that it doesn't actually exist and that they're paying that money out of Social Security. Now, maybe that's a little clue as to why Social Security is so broke.
Charity has broke my friend, because the situation over the years has been the Congress spent what was in the Social Security Trust Fund, what was in the Highway Trust Fund, what was in the Airport Trust Fund. Every trust fund has been raided to spend for programs, and in many instances, as we now know, that was a waste of money. The programs don't work. So many of them, time after time, are programs that just do not work. 800-510-8255. Jeff in Virginia wants to be heard on the congressional budget situation. Go ahead, Jeff.
All the spending doesn't really lie with the president totally. The Senate appropriates the funds. And Virgil Coote, a presidential candidate running on the Constitutionalist Party, has represented my district for quite some time. And he's been run out of both parties for being a spending hawk. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take common sense people. He's a longtime representative, has a lot of experience, and they really don't like him because he will tell them that they're wrong, and they don't like to be told that they're wrong.
But they are, and you're right. But the thing is that it isn't the Senate, the Congress, that is the 455 members of the House of Representatives. Yeah, everybody's got to vote on it, but that's where spending bills usually generate. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, or you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter by looking in the listen box at DougSteffen.com as well. Here's something that isn't going to look good on Obama's resume. Hewlett-Packard says it's laying off 27,000 workers. That's 8% of its workforce as it restructures its business. 800-510-8255. What do you think of that? Dwayne, you're in Maryland, and you're next on the countdown.
What we need to do is eliminate tax, the Bush tax era, and the, across the board for everybody. We're in a bad shape. So Congress tells us and everything. So let's eliminate the tax cuts for everybody. Eliminate oil subsidies to the oil companies because they certainly don't need the money. They're making money hand over fist.
Yeah, you did a good job with the Democratic talking points, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Steve in Iowa with thoughts on the Republicans.
If my memory is correct, the Republicans ran on the economy and jobs in 2010, and they voted against every one of Obama's jobs bills, and we all know the state of the economy. And also, I think what would help us out to get this ball rolling is if, in order for the Democrats to agree to some spending cuts, I think the Republicans should agree to pay off their debts that they created the 8 years that George Bush was in office without involving spending cuts, and they may have to raise taxes themselves in order to pay for their own debt.
800-510-8255. Who thinks that makes any sense? Republicans got us into this mess, and they should get us out. That's spoken like a true partisan. Do you believe that's true? Both parties got us into this situation. They both are full of old shoes, in a manner of speaking. Business and taxes and business and government and business and you and the budget, the amount of money they pay in taxes, they're going to fix. None of these tax increases are going to fix what the problem is. Problem is way too much spending on programs that don't work and people in many circumstances that don't work. And the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, the average worker in the government or any government sector, $64,000-something a year versus the average pay in the private sector, $48,500, something in that vicinity. Jim, in South Carolina, sound off for us, will you?
3 years ago, the Democrats told us that all of the financial collapse was the Republicans' fault. And then they created the Barney Frank Dodd Act or whatever, and President Obama passed it, acting and claiming as though this would re-regulate the securities industry. And what do we get? The J.P. Morgan debacle just last week or two, where $2 billion was lost. They did not fix the problem, rather. It shows that Democrats aren't able to fix it either. And it was not just a purely Republican fault or problem. But here you have their opportunity to fix the problem. They said they did, and we get another loss, and then Obama wants to push it off on somebody else.
800-510-8255. Obama doesn't pass anything. He signs a bill that comes to his desk passed by the houses, that is the Senate and the House, the Congress. 800, House of Representatives, 800-510-8255. James in Missouri, you would be up at bat next.
What the American people are not realizing, we are their bosses. We are their employers. And just because somebody got a grant for, say, a bridge to nowhere, or a grant for a college, or some institution in their area, what they ought to do is vote those people out, get new ones in there, and put them to work. And if they don't work, get them out the next term and stop this high pension that they get. If they only serve one term, they don't get a pension.
All right, 800-510-8255. That would be symbolism, but oftentimes symbolism means a lot. Tim in Pennsylvania, back in history with a thought.
I just have a few comments from Abraham Lincoln, and one of them is he said you can fool all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. But Barack Obama and the Democrats are trying to prove him wrong on that. A couple of other things Lincoln said I think were even more important. And he said, you cannot help the poor by destroying the rich. You cannot strengthen the weak by weakening the strong. And you cannot bring about prosperity by discouraging thrift. You cannot lift the wage earner up by pulling down the wage payer. And you cannot further the brotherhood of men by inciting class hatred. You cannot build character by taking away people's initiative and independence.
800-510-8255. So lots of people still wanting to be heard on all of this. Let's pause for a moment. The Tea Party is coming into the conversation. Do you think they and their membership and their ideas and their principles would fix this problem? The budget, overspending, the deficit, all part of what we're viewing and thinking about here at 17 before the hour in the Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
With our Dish Hopper, automatically skipping commercials on TV is easy. The Dish Hopper lets you skip primetime commercials on all four major networks. But how can you skip ads in other places? Well, Dish has some suggestions. To skip newspaper ads, simply chase your paperboy off your lawn with a baseball bat. To skip highway billboards, memorize the route you're driving, then coat all your windows in a thick black paint. And finally, to skip ads on the internet, simply locate your router and begin punching it. Continue punching it until the router or your fist have had enough. Now, none of this is as easy or convenient as using the Dish Hopper, which lets you automatically skip primetime ads on all four major networks. But you can't go too far when it comes to skipping ads.
Watch commercial-free TV with The Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Tish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
800-510-8255. The cuts. Good, Doug. The calls that, well, I'm thinking of budget cuts, but I'm also thinking of your calls and your opinions at 800-510-8255. Ted, who's listening in Bend, Oregon, thinks we need to go after the tax cheats.
It's, kind of a shock to wake up and see the Congressional Budget Office saying that we're on the cliff again. I'm just wondering, forget about Dodd-Frank. Forget about the Volcker Rule. Let's go back to the trigger that started all this, the repeal of Glass-Steagall. Let's go ahead and put that back into play. And how about this? How about going after all the tax cheats and deadbeats that don't pay their tax bills? And I'm not talking about the Republican song that only 47% don't pay taxes or whatever. I've been paying every year since 1973, so I don't know. You know, I find all this shocking. I find it all appalling. I do what I'm supposed to do. What about the mush heads in the Senate and the House of Representatives?
The mush heads. That's interesting. I never heard them referred to as that before. 800-510-8255. After repeatedly pinning the president for the unemployment level, which now sits at 8-something percent, Mitt Romney says he can cut the rate by 2 points if he makes it into the White House. You believe him? And what does that do to the budget? How does that fix things? You don't have to pay out so much in unemployment, which is billions and billions of dollars. Is that a good start? 800-510-8255. Kathy's listening to the countdown down in Alabama.
Regarding this budget, I'm very tired of hearing the whole back and forth as to why this budget cannot be put under control. If you put single women in office who ran households with very little income, they could get this budget balanced. I've done it for 25 years and raised my children off of one income and paid taxes and did what I had to do. But the primary concern the American people need to be concerned about, and I hope they listen carefully, you could a flat tax would be fair for everyone. Pay one flat tax, pay your fair share, 10%, 20%, and we need to get under control who's spending all this money and where is it going. Please do some research on what $1 trillion is. They throw these figures out at us as if they're minor figures. Give the money back to the American people who the money belongs to if you don't know how to spend it.
What are some of the big things that you think affect the negative side of the economy? Here's Jamal in Colorado with some thoughts on that.
You know, I think that the economy is potentially in a good place. I live in a state that immigration seems to be a real problem, and I think that we really need to crack down on the immigration status because there are a lot of jobs. I think that there needs to be a national language mandate, whereas folks have to speak English, and then that stops a lot of the illegals from having these jobs. It's really a powerful tool when you are able to speak another language on the job.
All right, so illegal immigration does affect, because many of them don't pay taxes. Some of them do. But that does affect things for sure. 800-510-8255 as we continue with our calls on the budget spending and congressional problems like that here on The Countdown.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. With the calls continuing, the thoughts on the economy, bringing back jobs, how does that fix the problems that we have in paying our bills, the attacks on Romney and his Bain Capital thing, that's all part of the discussion here. A lot of people want to talk about money, the financial problems, taxes, that sort of thing. Gloria in Wisconsin is one of them, listening to WAYY.
Well, my confidence level is pretty low because I've lived a long time, and I've watched the financial channels for a long time, been fascinated by all the things going wrong with somebody's talking about the housing market. There are houses all over sitting empty, and there's more and more homeless and more poor people. I look at college students who have incredible debt. 25% of them is it that they're not getting jobs. College graduates I know personally are working at Starbucks. Now, you can only sell, small businesses can only sell as long as there are people with jobs. In other words, sooner or later, here in Wisconsin, it's terrible. The company's moving out because it's cheaper to build in China. And as people know, they took our steel mills from this country and moved them to other countries. So when they talk about this Keystone Pipeline thing, talking about, we'll be building these things, we don't even have the steel mills here to do it. I have absolutely no confidence in this country at all. I believe that within 50 years, the United States of America will be broken down into areas of, I don't know, maybe the Midwest will be something and the East. I don't want that. I'm not confident in any part of this government except a few, more outspoken Democrats.
More and more people agree with your point of view, madam. 800-510-8255. Frustrated at the poor candidates, frustrated at the lack of action, too much power and control in the hands of one. People are just fed up. Chris in Florida, we're interested in talking with you about entitlements, or I guess you're interested in talking to us about that and how that affects what we are spending.
it can be fixed. But the only way it can be fixed is by cutting entitlements. That's, you know, in order to get this budget crisis under control and spend what no more than we take in, that the entitlements are going to have to be. You're going to have to completely overhaul the entitlement programs. I mean, if you look at back in the 80s, it was about 80% of what we spend was the entitlement programs and the military, and it was about half and half. The military was about half, and the entitlements were about half. Now it's 62% for the entitlements, only 20% for defense. I mean, so it's obvious that it's growing out of control. Anybody looks at the math, there's just no way you can sustain it. As far as taxing, increasing taxes, I mean, even the president has been coming up with programs to put money into the private sector to try to prop it up. Increasing taxes would take money out of the private sector, and I don't know if he actually believes that the government knows better how to create jobs and make the private sector run than the private sector itself does, because that's what he's implying. He's going to take taxes out, and then he's going to invest money from the government's going to invest money in different places and fix everything. The private sector runs much better and invests the money much better by itself than the government could ever do.
800-510-8255. Let's tap into Leo, who's a listener over on the Florida Panhandle. Go ahead, Leo. You're the man.
Yeah, I had some major organization changes. We're just talking about all the fringes of spin caused. You need to limit Congress to the same terms limits as the president, for one thing. And instead of having seniority system up there, where these guys stay up there for 30, 40 years, they need to have a term limit, and
how about
they do
this?
That by voting democratically.
Yeah, okay. How about this for an idea? 6 years for everybody and nothing else. 6 years for Congress, 6 years for the Senate, 6 years for the presidency, and it's over. Think about that. Bud in Illinois, let's finish with you.
Countries with trade surpluses don't have debt problems. I think that what we need to do is start producing for ourselves again. And when we do that, we take people off the unemployment rolls and they become taxpayers again. So I think it's the trade deficit that's the problem, and I think what we need to do is start producing for ourselves again.
All right. That's a wrap on this hour of the conversation. Lots of good calls, and that's what we like here. Good opinions being expressed on the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show.